Living the higher self life. Hello, I'm Dan Clark and welcome to 2 Minutes of Inspiration. It's good to have you with me. Living the higher self life. That is kind of like where we are absolutely being our best self as often as we can be. That doesn't mean that we're fake and it doesn't mean that we're pretending. It means that we are being loving and kind and gentle and firm and we have a great no. And it's okay to be angry when we are our high self because sometimes things make us unhappy, but we're not harming anyone and doing anything that actually is derogatory or negative that they don't understand. We're actually caring for ourselves in a way that we actually are living our higher self. Did you know that someone who's living in their higher self doesn't actually notice how people really are? They don't talk about people. They talk about circumstances, but they don't notice negative things that are happening. They move away from the things that are unpleasant, right? Now, we know that things are happening in the world that we don't like, but someone who is in their higher self doesn't notice all the bad things that are happening because when they see them, they always move toward accepting them as that something that's just true, right? And it doesn't drag them down. They don't have to have drama about it. When you're living your higher self, people love being around you because you are joyful and you are truthful and you are honest and you are pure and you are healthy and you are innocent on the inside. And even though you can see and you can acknowledge that things don't go well sometimes, they don't affect you. You're not faking your happiness. Your joy is deeply bound in the fact that you know and trust that things are always going to eventually be okay because your higher self is above the circumstances that you're in. Live your higher self today. Stand up and be tall and recognize that whatever is going on around you, it always ends up being for the best. I love you. I'm Dan Clark.